Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Take Pride in Retirement, the podcast dedicated to helping members of the LGBTQ plus community protect and grow their hard-earned money. Get set for a show full of education and insights with your host and advisor, Matt McClure. We recognize every family is unique. The goal of the show is to help you achieve financial freedom so you and your loved ones can have the retirement you've always dreamed of. A retirement you can take pride in, no matter who you are, where you're from, or who you love. So now, let's start the show. Here's Matt McClure.
Hello and welcome once again to Take Pride in Retirement. Matt McClure with you, your host, your advisor, your pal, your confidant, all of the things. Really do appreciate it. You know, I had last week on a little bit of a very short hiatus for the show, and that was because we were on a cruise. It's my husband and I, our anniversary is coming up here pretty soon. And we actually scheduled a cruise to go to like New England and Canada and all that. So that was last week, just a couple of weeks ahead of our anniversary. It's just how the dates worked out. But let me tell you, that was awesome. It was so cool. It was literally cool because the temperature was actually great the vast majority of the time. Only had to get out like the heavier coat one day. And that was when we were as far north as we went in Canada to Halifax was the northernmost part of the cruise there. But let me tell you, I really enjoyed it. We both did. We ate way too much. But the thing is, we got to see a lot of beautiful places, a lot of beautiful parts of North America, got to see a lot of wonderful people, meet a lot of wonderful people, actually. And you know, I mean, it's just really great to know that there's such a wonderful community of people who cruise on a ship. Let's clarify that here. But there are a lot of cruisers out there, and they're just, you know, we've met just so many wonderful people, you know, including a lot of gay folks, a lot of gay couples we met. That were there. I, you know, just want to give them a shout out as well. But yeah, I mean, if you are, you know, considering a vacation here pretty soon, I would recommend a cruise because it was a lot of fun. And then, you know, I love the fall. Josh and I both love the fall. So that's why we went where we did at the time we did. So anyway, enough about me and my life and the cruise and all that. It was fun. It was great. It was grand. It was wonderful. Ate too much. Probably am 10 pounds heavier now. Okay. That's what that is. But the show is all about you, and it's about planning for your retirement, how to make it easier, how to, you know, how to make it successful, how to have a retirement that you can take pride in no matter who you are, no matter where you come from, who you love, how you identify, any of the things. I want you to be able to take pride in your retirement. Part of that is having a formal retirement plan. The most important part of that is really having that formal retirement plan. Going to get that added to your to-do list today, and I'll talk about why that's so important here, because it really is just crucial to be able to have your retirement your way, right? I mean, you don't want to be doing it everybody else's way because that might not be the way that's right for you. I'm a fiduciary, for example. And so I and the people I work with every day, I have to act in their best interest as a client of mine. And so that is what I can do for you as well. Now, here on the show, it's more the generic in nature and all of that, because I don't know your specific situation. The good thing, though, about me and the reason that I wanted to do this show was because there was virtually no outreach to the LGBTQ plus community when it comes to retirement planning. And I wanted to change that. Now, of course, a lot of the things that we talk about here on the show are applicable to people, you know, communities at large. But I like to focus in on things that specifically apply to the LGBTQ plus community as well. One of those things we'll get to today, retirement's changed a lot since maybe your parents or your grandparents retired, right? So I want to go through some of that. I want to talk about that, the ways, the different ways that it's changed. And then I also want to make sure that you are prepared for the changes and you're not trying to do things in kind of an old school way. We tend to be a very progressive community, us LGBTQ plus folks. And so you should be prepared for the changes, not only that have already happened, but that lie ahead. And my whole goal is to help you get a plan in place that's going to be a plan for you no matter what. That's going to make your retirement successful. All right. So we're going to get to that. There's also a new list of the best states to retire in 2024 here as we get closer to the end of the year. I can't believe that it's going to just about be the end of 2024 here before, you know, blink and you'll miss it the rest of the year. Right. So we're going to talk about that, though, the best places to retire for this year as well. And we'll cover some other stuff also. But first, let's get some inspiration for our conversations as we do each and every time around here with our quote of the week.
And now for some financial wisdom. It's time for the quote of the week.
This time around, the quote comes from Ellen DeGeneres. She wrote this actually in Seriously, I'm Kidding. But in that particular work, she said this: when you take risks, you learn that there will be times when you succeed and there'll be times when you fail. And both are equally important. Both are equally important. I think that's so true in life. It's true in finances, although you want to avoid as much of the failure as you possibly can. But in my own life, I do have to say, I am so thankful for having failed, which sounds kind of crazy, right? Like, you don't necessarily want to be focusing on the failure and you know, that's easy to kind of get in a downward spiral and all of that emotionally and mentally. But, you know, if you take the lessons learned from that failure, if you take and actually learn from the failure and do learn the lessons that you need to learn, boy, you can just have so much more success in your life moving forward, because you can take what you've learned and you can change. And I did that in my own financial life. Boy, have I failed in the past in my financial life. But it's through those struggles, it's through the learning that I have now come to this point where I am and am able to help others who maybe have been through the same struggles, maybe didn't get as early of a start on their retirement plan as they had hoped or wished or dreamed, right? And so that's my goal with not only the show, but the work that I do each and every day, is to help you either A, avoid some of the failures that I had, or B, if you've already had those failures and you've learned your lesson from them, then, you know, you could do what I did and become a financial advisor yourself, or you could just, you know, call up a financial advisor. And if you want to do that, or, you know, more likely, you probably want to go to the website. It is takeprideinretirement.com. That's takeprideinretirement.com. You can also give me a call if you would like to go that route. It's 855-246-9211, 855-246-9211. And I'll be glad to set you up with an initial consultation. As a matter of fact, if you go to the website, once again, it's takeprideinretirement.com. If you go to the website there, you can actually see on the site itself, the very top of the page, there is a schedule a consultation button that will actually take you directly into my calendar, and you can schedule a consultation right then and there. It's free of any cost, any obligation. You can do it in person or via Zoom. If it's in person, it will be at my office in Midtown Atlanta. If it's via Zoom, it will be wherever you are. All right. You don't have to travel for that one. It can be, you know, it can be in Kalamazoo, Timbuktu, or wherever across the globe. It doesn't matter in that case, obviously, because we can do it via Zoom. So takeprideinretirement.com for that free, no obligation consultation. I love sitting with people, learning more about them, learning about their dreams and goals and aspirations, a bit about, you know, what your situation is now. And then we can really do the deep dive into how to make your situation better in the future, right? Takeprideinretirement.com. And so obviously, you know, Ellen's quote there talking about risk and the risks that you take and learning from your failures is very apropos for when it comes to me and my money life. It also, you know, is very apropos, I feel like, when we're talking about the way that retirement has changed. You know, obviously, you want to take some sort of risk, especially when you're younger. There's got to be some risk inside your portfolio, right? Inside your investments, in your retirement accounts. You want to be invested in things that are riskier, at least some portion of your investments, because that's how you, you know, are subject to more gains. You've got more upside when that happens, especially compared to, you know, something like putting your money under the mattress or something like that, which is never a good thing. I don't know what that was that just happened with my voice. But anyway, it's not a great thing to just let your money sit under your mattress, because I'll tell you, it's not doing anybody any good under there. It makes your mattress uncomfortable too. You know, kind of lumpy. But anyway, it's the princess and the pea kind of a situation. But here's the thing. You know, there are a lot of ways that retirement has changed. And, you know, perhaps our thoughts about the amount of risk that you should take when you're in retirement, maybe that is something that has changed. Maybe there are some old rules there that are still applicable, but can be adjusted for you, for your individual situation, right? We talk about sometimes like this thing called the rule of 100, which basically is you take the number 100, you subtract your age, and the number left over should be the percentage of your portfolio that should be at risk in the market. So if you're 30, you subtract that from 100, you're left with 70, right? So 70% can be at risk in the market. Then to turn that around, if you are 70, you subtract that from 100, 30% should be at risk in the market. And the idea there is that the older you get, the less risk you take, because the time horizon obviously gets shorter, right? You have less time to make up for any losses that you experience in those investment accounts. So you should, yes, use that as a general rule. It's more of a guideline, really, because your individual situation might be a little different. You might have more of a risk tolerance, in other words, or some other situations might be different. You might have longevity in your family and have, you know, presumably a longer timeline. You might, you know, have some health issues and you might have a shorter time. You know, so there are a lot of different things and, you know, considerations that go into it. And that's where the free consultation comes in handy, right? Because I can help you along with making those decisions. And that's really what I do want to do, because that's where I thrive, I feel like, is helping people sort of navigate the questions that they might have surrounding their retirement. But there are a lot of ways here that I want to go over. U.S. News and World Report actually came out with this article about the ways that retirement has changed over the past, say, decade or so. And even, you know, you could lengthen the timeline a little bit there, and the changes have been even greater as far as retirement plans for, you know, baby boomers versus the, you know, Gen X, the older Gen Xers starting to look at retirement now as well. And so the general kind of thing here is it's not your grandfather's retirement. It's not your grandmother's retirement or your mom's or your dad's retirement. This is your retirement. And you've got to take into consideration the things that are true now and the things that have changed. Like, number one, retirees are living longer. You know, forget the idea of planning to live to age 70. That was kind of the old way, right? A 65-year-old woman in the U.S. can actually expect to live another 19.7 years on average. So, yeah, almost 85 years old on average. And that's according to the research site Statista. I guess I'm saying that right. Statista? I don't know. One or the other. They do stats. Meanwhile, a 65-year-old man should expect to live another 17 years. All right. So that is, you know, right now, obviously far beyond the age of 70. Now, again, everybody's situation is different, but on average, people are living longer, and rising healthcare costs The inflation that we've seen, obviously, the last few years, lifestyle changes. Start retirement planning as early as possible for that retirement that's going to last maybe longer than you thought. All right. The effects of inflation, you know, retirement savers often do neglect to factor in inflation into their future purchasing power. And the impacts of inflation not only have short-term, but also long-term implications. And even if inflation goes down, you know, prices are not necessarily going to follow suit. Often the prices continue to increase, but just at a slower rate. I mean, we've seen that. Obviously, you know, we're nowhere near, thankfully, where we were like middle of 2022, where we had inflation over 9%, right? Boy, prices were just skyrocketing. And that's the year-over-year statistic, right? So prices of goods and services rose 9.7%, I believe, was the highest it got over that year, in that time period, middle of 2022. Well, now that's come down to around 3%, somewhere around there. And so that is much better. It's a much more normal rate of inflation. But still, that means prices are going up year over year by about 3%. It's still, you know, the goal is for that to come down even more. And as it does, the Federal Reserve will lower interest rates. So that is another good part about inflation easing. But still, prices are going up, just not as fast as they were. And you know, you do want prices to go up, right? You don't want deflation. You don't want prices to go down, right? So you want some steady, like slow and steady inflation really is kind of the way that it should go. And the stress, though, that inflation or the prices that we're paying now versus just a couple of years ago, that's putting on people's pocketbooks, that's being reflected in the amounts of extra withdrawals that people need to supplement their income. And that may reduce the amount of income that people may be able to take in the future. And yeah, I mean, you know, retirement, as I said, could last for 35 years or more, you know, several decades here. So as retirees live longer, as we were mentioning, one aspect of investment strategy that becomes significantly more important is managing volatility. Things are going to be and have been over the past few years more volatile. You know, we saw a period of real volatility back in most recent memory. The largest period of volatility that we saw sort of initially was back in, I believe it was 2018, where there were just, I mean, it was a literal roller coaster on Wall Street. Then things kind of evened out. Then, of course, hey, here along came COVID, and that sent the markets on another wild roller coaster ride. Supply chain issues, inflation, those things all meant for more volatility. There's just more volatility these days. So portfolio diversification is so important to help protect against that volatility. And you need to have not only investments in different types of, you know, stocks, for example, equities, right? Stocks, bonds, that sort of thing. You need to have investments that are diversified in other ways, maybe some kind of alternate investment classes of things. You know, we talk about annuities quite a bit on the show, and I'm a big proponent of them, especially the closer you get to retirement, you can protect and grow your wealth and then turn that into an income that you cannot outlive. And it's got, you know, a lot of guarantees. Now, there are bad annuities, of course, that are out there. I like to avoid the bad ones and only work with the good ones and give you those, the opportunity to take part in those rather. And so that is my goal is to do what's in your best interest. Yeah, I'm a big fan of annuities, but you know what? If we take a look at your situation and we decide that an annuity might not be the best thing for you, that's rare, but it could happen. And so if that's the case, I'm going to tell you, right? If that's the case, I'm going to say, nope, you need to stay all completely in equities and you need to stay invested. Maybe if you're younger, that might be the case for you. All equity investments, diversified, of course, with some safe money elsewhere, you know, not necessarily elsewhere, but with some safe money included in there as well, like stocks and bonds, for example, that kind of thing. Because if you've got, may say you're in your 30s, you've got a long time horizon. I want to keep you well diversified like that and make sure that you are prepared for your retirement when it comes. I want to establish that long-term relationship with you and we can make adjustments along the way. That really is what it boils down to. And a lot of people ask me when they meet with me so many different things. Do you have a minimum age that you work with? No, I'll work with anybody of any age. If you're an adult and you have a job, essentially, even if you don't have a job, if you've just got some money that's sitting around, I will work with you. The other question that I get is, do you have like this minimum amount of money that you'll work with people for, you know, like that? Do you have a minimum portfolio size, in other words? Because we hear those commercials sometimes where people will say, if you have $500,000 or more saved up, you can work with us. And while that's great, and I would not demean anyone, obviously, if you have $500,000 or more saved up, if you don't, I'm not going to demean you either. I'm going to work with you and help you get there and surpass that and help you maximize what you do have so that you have an income in retirement that you cannot outlive and that you can have a retirement you can take pride in. That is the goal. And if you want to, you know, start down that road toward that goal, takeprideinretirement.com is the website. Once again, that's takeprideinretirement.com. Just click on the schedule a consultation button there. You can also give me a call. 855-246-9211, 855-246-9211, wherever you are in the country. Another thing that has really changed over the past few decades, especially, or, you know, this is, of course, the article covers kind of like the past 10 years or so. But this is one of those things where, as I was mentioning at the beginning of this segment, if you go back even further, the change has been greater. This is the shift from pensions to things like 401ks. Maybe 403B, IRA, those types of things, but shifting away from pensions. Because it used to be that if you worked for a company for, you know, however long you worked for them, say 40 years, you'd work for that same company for 40 years, you would then retire, you would get the gold watch and a pension, and they would say, bye-bye, have a nice life, and you would go live with that income that you could not outlive. And that was the way that it was, right? Call that the defined benefit plan. Now, why is that defined benefit plan? Well, the part of it that is defined that you know you're going to get is the benefit. That's the payment, the income that you would receive in retirement. They went from a defined benefit model to a defined contribution model in large part. Some companies, some private companies, a small portion, but some of them still do have pensions, those defined benefit plans. But more often than not these days, by quite a margin, you're going to find 401ks or something similar that is a defined contribution plan. Because the part of it that is defined, meaning what has to happen, not meaning that there's some sort of defined amount, but the thing that you know is going to happen, I guess, is for lack of a better phrasing on my part, is the contribution, right? You know that those contributions are going into the account. You don't know exactly how much maybe you're going to be left with in the end because you can get raises along the way and all of that. And the contributions can change if it's a percentage of your salary, et cetera, et cetera. But so the onus now, instead of being on the employer, is on you. It's on the employee to make sure that you're contributing enough, to make sure that you're getting your employer match if they offer one. You know, if you're in a situation where maybe you're an independent contractor and you don't have the ability to have a 401k, well, you could potentially still have the ability to have a 401k. I guess I shouldn't say it that way because there are solo 401ks and things like that. But if you are an individual who is an independent contractor, for example, and maybe you have an IRA or, you know, something like that, that's the same thing. The onus is on you. You know, the onus is on you to make sure that everything is lined up as it should be and that you have a plan in place. Now, I will say a 401k, even though it's called generally a 401k plan, is not a real retirement plan. It's a type of account. It's a type of way to put money aside for retirement, but it's not a plan. It's not a full comprehensive plan. If you want one of those, quick plug, go to takeprideinretirement.com. How's that for a segue, ladies and gentlemen, and everybody else in the world? Now, obviously, there are ways I bring this up, this change, because, and I mentioned annuities a few minutes ago, there are ways to create your own personal pension where you don't have to rely on an employer or anybody else. You can actually use money that's directed toward your retirement that you turn in to an income that is going to never outlast, that you are never going to outlast, rather, that you can't outlive. So there's a way to do that. One way is purchasing an annuity. A specific type of annuity is the one that I like. It's called a fixed indexed annuity. And there are opportunities there for growth that is based on a market index, but not tied up in the market, rather. It's tied to an index, but not tied up in it. In other words, that money's not directly invested in the market, but its performance is based on the growth inside a particular index. And you can get in touch with me. I'll be glad to tell you more about that. Another way that retirement is potentially going to change, this is one of those changes that hasn't really happened yet, at least compared to a decade ago, because taxes are lower now than they were a decade ago, but rising taxes. Because look, the U.S. national debt is right around $35.8 trillion. We're closing in on $36 trillion. States and municipalities face higher costs because of inflation and things like that. It's a safe bet that taxes are going to have to go up. And you don't have to take my word for that. I mean, a lot of economists are saying the same thing, right? Obviously, that's my crystal ball is broken. There is no guarantee that that's going to have to happen, but it looks as if it is going to have to happen. And when it comes to taxes, you know, we always ask if people think that taxes are going to go up. About 99% of the time, they say, yep, that's actually what I believe is going to happen in the future. So it's crucial that you have a tax strategy in place. Now, I am not a CPA. I'm not a tax attorney. I'm not any of those things. I can't help you do your taxes year in, year out, and don't provide tax advice in that way. But what I can do is help you with a tax strategy for retirement to minimize your tax burden in what are supposed to be your golden years, right? You want to make sure that they are your golden years. One strategy may be to do a Roth conversion. So a Roth IRA is an account that behaves in a lot of ways like a traditional IRA. It's an individual retirement account, right? The limits on how much you can contribute each and every year in those accounts are the same, whether it's a Roth or a traditional IRA, generally speaking, right? For most cases. But a Roth account, you pay into that with post-tax dollars, so money that you've already paid the taxes on. So then the money grows tax-free, and the withdrawals in retirement are also tax-free. All right? So that is music to the ears of so many people when you get to retirement. Because, yeah, you're like, I always say the best kind of money is free money. The second best kind of money is tax-free money. And that's what a Roth can give you. And I can go through that whole process with you and guide you along the way. Again, takeprideinretirement.com is the website. Another way that it's not your father's or grandfather's or mother's or grandmother's retirement these days is healthcare costs. They have been going up as well. An August 2024 report from Peterson KFF Health System Tracker says the price of medical care, including insurance, drugs, and medical equipment, increased by 121.3% since 2000. Obviously, more than doubled since 2000. Prices for all consumer goods and services increased by 86.1% during that time. So, significantly higher inflation rate when you're just talking about healthcare versus overall costs. Healthcare is a major expense during retirement, even with Medicare and Medicare supplements and those types of things helping to cover costs through deductibles and copays. Medicare doesn't necessarily cover all of your healthcare costs. Think about this. What if you have to go into an assisted living facility or if you need in-home healthcare? That's not something that Medicare covers. It is not covered by Medicare. Long-term care is not covered by Medicare. So if you, let's say you're, you know, a single person, or let's say you have a partner and your age, there's a significant age difference. Well, one of you is going to have to go into some sort of long-term care situation potentially much sooner than the other. Or if you are alone in your daily life, maybe that's your choice, and that's great if that is the case. Many a day I like being alone as well. But if that is your particular situation, then you might be wondering, okay, who in the world is going to take care of me when I get to a situation where I need long-term care? Well, you got to have a plan for that. There are ways to plan for that. We'll go back to annuities. There are riders that you can add to an annuity that will do things like, you know, increase your income in case you need a long-term care facility. They can do that for as long as you're in that facility. And so that is an option as well. So there are plans that we can put in place to give you the money that you need to be able to do the things that you need to take care of. And that is planning for the unknown. There are knowns and there are unknowns in life. And so we want to plan for both. We want to make sure that you have a comprehensive plan that is in place, that no matter what happens in your life, you can be in a situation where you are set. There are so many things in this life that we cannot control. So many things in this life that we cannot control. But there are also things that we can control. And those are the things that we need to do to make sure that we have a secure future, a secure retirement, a retirement you can take pride in. No matter who you are, where you come from, who you love, how you identify, any of those things, I want you to have a retirement you can take pride in. So here's the thing. You don't want to just sit around and wait and see what the market's like when you decide to retire. You don't want to set it and forget it when it comes to your investments that you've got in place that you want to draw down in retirement, because situations change. As we just went through, a lot of these changes have taken place over the past 10 years plus. And you want to be in a place where you are agile. You can actually make adjustments based on the facts and based on what's happening now and what does happen in the future. None of us know what's going to happen in the future, but you can prepare no matter what. You can get to the guarantees. Start planning what you're going to be able to do with the paychecks that come your way. And also the play checks that come your way. Yes, I said play checks, because you want that as well. You want to have some money to do the things that you want to do, not just make ends meet. You want to do the things that you want to do. So I will be glad to take a look at your portfolio and your assets, discuss your financial goals, your vision for retirement, take a look at what you have now, your current plan, if you have one, your current portfolio of assets, walk you through my recommended plan for you, and answer as many questions as you have about retirement. So just reach out. Once again, takeprideinretirement.com is the website. That is takeprideinretirement.com. You can go to the very top of the homepage there and click on schedule a consultation. It is that easy. Or you can call me 855-246-9211, 855-246-9211. All right, so a list now has just come out from the Visual Capitalist shared this, and I actually love this because there are some great places to retire that are on this list. It's a list of the best states to retire, and it's funny because it compares them with where people actually retire. New net inflow of people over the age of 60 into the states where people actually retire versus a study this year by Bankrate, which considered affordability, well-being, healthcare, weather, and crime. Well, the number one state out of the best places to retire is actually Delaware on this list, according to Bankrate. Delaware, followed by West Virginia, then Georgia, yay, my home state, South Carolina, Missouri, Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Florida, all the way down at number 8 as far as best places to retire. Iowa and Wyoming rounding out the top 10 there. Now, you compare that to where people actually retire, you will not be surprised at numbers 1 and 2. on this list. Number one is Florida, because it's Florida. And it is, it's a beautiful state, a lot of great things and resources there, you know, for people who are retired. So understandable, right? It's earned that reputation over the years, over the decades. Arizona at number two, that it really comes as no surprise to me as well. Although she's been a hot one here over the last year, especially. I mean, there were record days of over 100 degree temperatures and all that. Like it was just a little ridiculous. Maybe this will change some of the migration patterns of American retirees. South Carolina comes in at number three on the list of where people actually retire, followed by Texas, then North Carolina, then Georgia. So Georgia in the list of best states to retire was at number three. It actually is number six in places where people actually do retire. Then after Georgia, it's Alabama, Tennessee, Nevada, which does not surprise me either because, you know, Vegas, and Kentucky at number 10. But that just surprised me that Florida was actually so low at number eight on the list of best states to retire. And Delaware was actually at number one on the best states to retire as well. And again, that's from Bankrate.com. They considered affordability, well-being, healthcare, weather, and crime. And they, you know, took all of that into consideration, ran it through their fancy algorithms and things, I'm sure, and, you know, came out with that ranking with Delaware coming out on top. So pretty surprising there. All right. Well, that is going to do it for this edition of Take Pride in Retirement. Look, I thank you so much. Here's the thing. I say it every episode and I mean it. I appreciate you so, so much because I know how valuable your time is. And the fact that you are taking some of that time to listen to me and to listen to this show, boy, that means the world. It really, really does. And so I thank you for the support. I feel the love. I'm still feeling the love from Atlanta Pride, which was a few weeks back, and still, you know, have meetings with folks that I met there and got to know a little bit and am working on their particular financial situation now so that they can have a retirement they can take pride in. I would love to do the same for you. Just go to takeprideinretirement.com. You can listen to past episodes of the show there, and you can also schedule a consultation with me directly on the website. Just click on the schedule a consultation link. It is really that easy. All right, folks, thank you so much for being a part of things this time around. That will do it for us this time. But until next time, take pride in yourselves and take care of each other. We'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to Take Pride in Retirement. Members of the LGBTQ plus community deserve to work with a fiduciary financial advisor who puts their needs first. To schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Matt McClure and the team at Active Wealth Management, call 855-246-9211 or go online to takeprideinretirement.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management Incorporated are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Registered investment advisors and investment advisor representatives act as fiduciaries for all of our investment management clients. We have an obligation to act in the best interest of our clients and to make full disclosures of any conflicts of interest. Please refer to our firm brochure, the ADV 2A Item 4, for additional information.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer.